two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by PC Laptops. And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 64 degrees.
Freeways returning to the full speed limit in all directions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story.
Dealing with multiple large catastrophes like 9/11 and the pandemic is actually changing our brain chemistry. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is here to explain.
It's not unreasonable to feel the world isn't safe or I'm not safe anymore. University of Utah clinical psychologist Anu Asnani tells the Salt Lake Tribune, your body remembers how you felt back in 2001. But those reactions can be more intense for some. Researchers say not getting help for these overwhelming feelings is changing our health. They've documented a rise in our DNA stress markers since 9/11 and again during the pandemic. As Nani says, talking to professionals is the best way to live a life worth living and not be centered in the fear. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A man is dead after falling in an area of Little Cottonwood Canyon that search and rescue crews say is very dangerous. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the story.
The victim, a 26-year-old, was supposed to meet up with others in the area of the Wasatch-Uinta Ridgeline when he fell about 200 feet near the World Trail down a rocky slope.
Trail has become increasingly popular, and the reality is it's an incredibly dangerous trail.
UPD Sergeant Melody Cutler says the terrain in the area is rough, and only skilled hikers should use that trail. The rescue team had to use a helicopter to retrieve the body. The terrain, very steep to get to for rescuers, made the approach by foot very dangerous. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. There's growing backlash in Washington and really across the country over President Biden's new order requiring employers with more than 100 workers to mandate COVID vaccinations. ABC's Alex Perche reports now from Washington.
The U.S. Surgeon General defending the move. But the Republican governors of at least 19 states vowing to fight back. Vaccine mandates already resulting in resignations at one rural New York State hospital. Further south in New York City, anyone over the age of 12 must show proof of vaccination for things like indoor dining, gyms, or theaters.
Britain has now canceled plans for a vaccine passport there. They say there was too much pushback. There are also protests in France and Germany.
There's a showdown among Senate Democrats over the massive spending bills. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has called for a strategic pause on discussions on the $3.5 trillion plan. And now Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is upset. Sanders told ABC's This Week that if the budget plan doesn't pass alongside the infrastructure bill, then neither will pass.
The question you should be asking, is it appropriate for one person to destroy two pieces of legislation? Look, Joe Manchin has the right to get his views heard. He's a member of the United States Senate from the great state of West Virginia. He has to sit down with all of us and we'll work it out.
The $3.5 trillion bill has a focus on social spending programs such as universal preschool and a universal child tax credit.
Coastal Texas is under a tropical storm warning as Nicholas goes over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Houston officials are worried about flash flooding there. Here's ABC's Brooke Taylor.
Here in Houston and Harris County are asking drivers to be careful, to be on the lookout. They're going to be putting barricades up. They ask drivers to not go around them. And as it gets dark out, they say to especially be careful because that water can get deep like we've seen in the past.
There's a hurricane watch for central portion of Texas coast later today.
There was flash flooding this weekend at Capitol Reef National Park. A couple dozen visitors were trapped on Capitol Gorge Road for at least an hour Saturday as the water turned the road into a river. The scenic drive is back open this morning, but several other roads remain closed due to flood damage.
KSL!
The 23rd ranked BYU football team is coming off a big weekend with an invite to the Big 12 and a win, of course, over Utah. But Coach Satake says they have to look ahead to this Saturday night.
Obviously, there's some things that we want to improve and get better and in a hurry, because we got another ranked team coming in next week, and really looking forward to that, but also looking forward to learning and getting better after a win.
The Arizona State Sun Devils come into Provo ranked 19th. The kickoff again, 8:15, and you'll hear all the action here on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.